Human Rights Watch, with 50 Congolese NGOs, lodged a formal complaint with the top general in eastern Congo, General Amuli, in relation to the past human rights track record of Colonel Innocent Zimarinda, who's been responsible for horrific human rights abuses here in eastern Congo, documented by local NGOs, by Human Rights Watch, but also by UN experts. We lodged a complaint urging for judicial investigations into the behavior of Colonel Innocent Zimarinda and also calling for his immediate suspension pending these investigations.
What is the nature of the violence and abuse that he is associated with?
You know, his track record has really dates back to 2007. He's been involved in multiple massacres in different locations in eastern Congo, specifically in the province of North Kivu. There are three big massacres, the most recent of which occurred in April of last year, when the colonel himself organized an operation against refugees here in eastern Congo, killing at least 129 of them in a really brutal and vicious operation where many women were raped and also numerous people were killed, often at point-blank range. But he also has a track record of forced labor, of, you know, illegally taxing people, and also, of course, of widespread rape. And we're basically saying it's time that proper judicial investigations start.
The reports about the massacre of Rwandan Hutu refugees dates back to October, when the United Nations issued a report exposing the army's massacre. What has transpired since then as far as the refugees' ability to find relief?
Well, in fact, what happened following the massacre is that those Rwandan Hutu refugees scattered in numerous directions, attempting to try and seek safety and security. Human Rights Watch interviewed them in a remote location weeks and months after the massacre, some still deeply traumatized and some showing the physical signs still of the massacre. So one particular woman who had her breast cut off during this particular incident, showing wounds still in her stomach. You know, it's been very hard to be able to provide assistance to those refugees because they did scatter in multiple directions. What is, however, clear and what we've been able to piece together, as well indeed as the UN Special Rapporteur on summary executions, is that the individual responsible for those killings was this Lieutenant Colonel Innocent Zimarinda. And it's extraordinary that that individual remained in a position of command today in eastern Congo. And basically what we and 50 Congolese NGOs are saying is it's time he's removed.
Do you think that Zimarinda's removal from the Kivu command could reduce the incidence of massacres and rapes, or has the army's track record been so widespread that even removing one person wouldn't necessarily change the picture?
I think starting to remove individuals like Lieutenant Colonel Innocent Zimarinda is crucial. Sure, he's not the only one. There are others who are also committing atrocities. But this is one individual where the track record is well documented. This is one individual where it's known that he personally has committed some of the abuses or, in fact, ordered his troops to do so. It is important that these things start at a particular point. And I think even if it's only against one individual, it's an important start, and it will send a really important signal that things are going to change in eastern Congo. So it's one of the reasons we've launched this official complaint. He's probably one of the most egregious abusers. I don't want to say he is the only one, but until we start someplace, we're never going to see any progress. And it starts one step at a time, and this is an important step for the Congolese army to take. Hold this man to account. Arrest him, suspend him from the area of operations, and ensure that he's held to account.
What has been Human Rights Watch's experience before with General Amuli Bahigwa, and what do you expect him to do about the complaint at this point?
Well, you know, General Amuli on the whole has been a relatively well-respected leader of the troops here in eastern Congo. He has himself really indicated that the new policy of zero tolerance for human rights abuses in eastern Congo is something that he subscribes to, that he wants to apply. And so, in part, this is a real test case for him. Here you now have a formal official complaint about a particular commander, not just launched by Human Rights Watch, but in fact supported and indeed led by 50 Congolese local civil society and human rights groups. You know, I very much hope he will take action. Certainly, he has said that he wants to ensure that human rights abuses end. So here's the test case, and I very much hope he will act, and we're waiting to see what he's going to do.
Colonel Zimmerinda also took part in a UN-backed Congolese army joint operation known as Kimia 2, and it's feared that because of this, he may also be recruited to take part in a new joint military operation known as Amani Leo. What can you tell us about Amani Leo and how soon before it will be launched?
Well, we're expecting it to start really any day. The operation is indeed a new military operation due to be backed by the United Nations. And we are concerned about a number of commanders who have this horrific track record of human rights abuses who we fear may play a role in these operations. Again, Lieutenant Colonel Innocent Zimmerinda is one of those who is kind of on the list to play a role in these operations. And we are saying very strongly to the United Nations, if they're serious about protection of civilians, which we very much believe they are, that individuals who have a track record of war crimes and crimes against humanity should play no role. The UN should not be providing any support for individuals such as Colonel Zimmerinda, and really they have to stand very strong on this. Now, discussions are still ongoing as to which officers and which troops will play a role in this new military operation. And we very much hope that this complaint that we launched today sends a strong signal to the UN. There should be no role whatsoever for criminals in Rwanda.
How widespread would you say abuse is in the DRC that can be traced to official army-ordered acts as compared to violence spawned by rebel groups and other parties in the conflict?
Well, Human Rights Watch have been documenting these abuses in Eastern Congo for a long time. We did dozens of missions last year to the front lines. And, of course, rebel groups themselves are committing horrific atrocities against Congolese civilians. But so often are Congolese army soldiers. Now, I don't want to say that every officer in the Congolese army or every soldier is responsible. There are some who really do want to protect Congolese civilians and who care, of course, about the future of their country. But there are a number who continue to commit these horrific atrocities. And it is important for the government to take seriously those particular cases and to take action against officers and soldiers responsible for rape, responsible for massacres, responsible for arbitrary arrests. Now, one of those is Colonel Zimmerinda. So, you know, it is one step at a time, but these steps are important, and until justice happens, we're not going to see an end to those atrocities. So we're really encouraging, start with Lieutenant Colonel Zimmerinda, let's take that as a starting point, and let's encourage that this culture of impunity stops.